Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
I never was captain of the football team, and you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, it's a good day.
Good day to me.
Good way for you to start the day, the good day way. That's the way
you're
meant.
The good day way.
Yes, the good day way.
Okay.
It's a protein supplement for your mind. That's what way is, you understand, right?
Boy, they give me a double.
C-Y. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with the overview of some of the best stories of the day. Gay marriage in the focus. Mr. Obama's in Israel. The Iraqi war have been very much on people's minds this week, Jennifer. Bombings in Iraq, more people killed. We posted at the Good Day Show website a letter from an Iraq War veteran who joined the Army right after September 11th. The letter is to former President Bush and former Vice President Dick Cheney. Basically, the letter accuses them of war crimes, plunder, and the murder of thousands of young Americans. His name is Thomas Young. He's dying now. He was shot in 2004, 5 days after he got there, came from Kansas City, Missouri. And the letter is so compelling that we've posted it up on our website. He's 33 years old and is dying. So his anger, that you can feel the seething words that he uses and puts forth, give people a lot to think about. And so in terms of the general discussion, you're a lady in her 30s. Do your friends have a feeling? Have you talked about this other than being on the radio? Have you talked with your friends about this week?
Not too much. Some of the people that I work with, maybe. We've talked about this.
Do you think it's lost then? Do you think the lessons of the war are lost?
I don't think so. I just think that my social circle, first of all, I've been pretty busy this week, so I haven't really had a social circle. So it's really not even fair for me to answer the question, because I'm not sure if we would have talked about this. But in my, you know, at my day job, we definitely have talked about it being the anniversary of the war. And, you know, everyone is still divided there. You know, should we have gone? Shouldn't we? You know, it cost a lot of money. It cost a lot of lives. Yet at the same time, you know, we got rid of a pretty tyrannical leader.
But do you bring up the fact that he could have been disposed of as, I mean, in the same way Osama bin Laden was dispatched, the ability we had, we were watching him every minute of every day, knew where he was, and there were plans, there were four planes, as a matter of fact, on their way to Baghdad, to get him, and they were called off. There were other attempts that were made on his life the same way, came pretty close to getting him. Did anybody in that circle remember those events?
I think people do. I mean, it was the same thing when we were looking for Osama bin Laden and Bill Clinton called that off. And then, you know, so I don't know why they did that. I can't answer that question. I don't know why.
It's interesting to speculate on why.
I mean, you would think that Bill Clinton didn't do it because he didn't want to have that around him, because he was trying not to get impeached. Right. I have no idea why George Bush, the father, didn't get rid of him when he had the opportunity. I have no idea.
Yeah, that was one of the big Norman Schwarzkopf. To his death, said it was the biggest mistake in his military career, not going all the way in. Daddy Bush said, well, we don't have a U.N. mandate to do that. We had a U.N. mandate to get him out of Kuwait, and that's what we did. So do you take that at face value?
I think you have to take what, you know, I mean, we just kind of have to deal in reality. I mean, we can wax poetic about what we should have done, but that we didn't do, really. And so when we still had Saddam Hussein in there, and there were rumors, I mean, everybody thought there were weapons of mass destruction. I was watching a speech with Hillary Clinton saying there are weapons of mass destruction last night.
Right.
And so if here's the thing. If Saddam Hussein were any clear-thinking man, and he knew that the U.S. had a nice red target on his rear end, wouldn't you come out and say, no, guys, hey, you know what, this weapons of mass destruction thing.
No, because he was an arrogant
hypocrite.
He wasn't going to tell you that. He wasn't going to say that. He didn't think that we would have the balls. I mean, he did misjudge us in the sense that his pal, you know, he and Cheney and Rumsfeld were great friends for 10 or 12 years. We put him in there. People forget about the picture of Cheney And Rumsfeld sitting on the couch with Saddam Hussein in his palace, for God's sakes. Nobody remembers that.
Part of what's happened and why things went so badly, and you can blame whichever administration you want for this, but part of the reason we, you know, when you clear Iraq and you want to set up a new government, we then pulled out our coverage too soon. Now, I know everybody wanted to just get in and get out, but when we pulled out too soon, what happened, worst case scenario, is now Iran controls Iraq, which is the whole reason. I mean, we helped Iraq before to be like our buffer to Iran. Now they're just trotting right through that country. It's like a highway for them.
I'm not sure that that's 100% accurate, but there is presence there. But remember that Iraq wasn't really a country. It was pieced together like Yugoslavia. You remember the Czech Republic and Serbia and Bosnia and all those places that were put together artificially under Tito, known as Yugoslavia. That country's fallen apart. Iraq is going to fall apart originally, essentially down the road, because it's not a country. There are three distinct groups, three distinct areas of Iraq with three different Muslim tribal influences, and it won't stay together. And trying to force it to stay together is the biggest waste of time. I mean, democracy, they don't know anything about democracy. We've taught them a little about it.
You know, I think it's sad, because when you say that, I think they do know a little bit. I mean, I've seen some Iraqi women, and from a women's perspective, I mean, you see them, and they can actually, like, go to school, and they can walk on the street, and seeing that is one really good thing that we do over there.
But is it worth trillions and trillions? We're still paying on the debt. The debt has cost the country over $3 trillion.
But this is one of the cheapest wars. I learned that yesterday. It's actually one of our cheapest wars.
That makes us very happy to have been there and wasted $6 trillion. We continue to waste. We've spent more money than that in Afghanistan. And we're now, we're $16 trillion in debt. You can chalk up about half of that to the Iraqi and Afghanistani war. If you really want to look at it and analyze it, that's the way you look at it.
And barbershops.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. More barbershops. Give us some more barbershops. Hey, by the way, what's the story with that? Has the Senate saved? The Senate's trying to save, if you didn't hear the story from earlier this week, a barbershop in the Senate office building that cost taxpayers $350,000 a year. And there are some who wanted just to close it down, but no! We've got to have a place we can get our hair cut.
That's right. They shut down the White House tours, but they can still get their hair cut because they have to look snazzy.
And that deal, by the way, there was a bill in the Senate, I think, yesterday to fund the White House tours. They got, didn't get funded. It didn't go anywhere. It actually didn't go anywhere. And you think about it, why would you want to throw more money at that? They have money in their budget to do it. They don't want to, and the fact that somebody had the balsam or the sheer stupidity to introduce a bill to pay money, more money, so these people could continue to waste it on, it's just, how does anybody stand up with a straight face and try to propose a bill that will keep the White House tours open by funding them? How do you that shows such a lack of understanding of how the system works. It's amazing. All right. We'll pause for a moment here. And if you'd like to join us, take a breath. 888-302-3684. We'll continue. As I said, we've got a number of things. Jennifer talked a lot yesterday about gay marriage and the perspective that you may have on that. So that's something that is worth some time. This is not something that will help those, although I don't know, I suppose, excuse me, am I going to regret having said this, testosterone and what it does. Men who like...
to be with the ladies.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about they're talking about gay marriage.
Uh-huh.
Listen, the bottom line is, it doesn't make any difference what your preference is sexually. This is something that all men need, and it isn't just for romantic health and well-being. It's for your body's well-being. The more testosterone you have in your body, up to a point, 700 is a good number to strive for, the healthier your body is going to be. This is really, if you put aside all of the stuff about muscle mass and exercise and sexual ability and all that, the libido, you get right down to brass tacks. Testosterone is something that makes men live longer. If you have enough testosterone in your body, it acts as an immune-enhancing agent. It really is terrific and something that you need to keep in your mind when you get your annual physical. Have the doctor, when he does the blood test, make sure he tells you what your testosterone level is and discuss with you why having enough testosterone is important for your health and longevity. And here's a natural way. This is all natural. This T-Gen is basically the name T-Gen. It's aimed at generating your body, generating its own testosterone. What it does is reactivate the things in your body that have gone kaput. When you're in your 40s and 50s, things slow down, don't work as well as they used to. So T-Gen gets your own body to create its own testosterone, which is the healthiest way to fix the problems that you're having of slowing down now that you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So here's the number to call for T-Gen. Generate your own testosterone, 800-631-6443. Call that number now. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost, which helps to bring all of this stuff around your body so that it expands the capillaries and the veins and the nerve, the veins and the arteries, so that the blood gets out to every part of your body and keeps it pumping, literally and figuratively. Order T-Gen now. Two bottles of Nitro Boost come absolutely free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-631-6443. So you'll be supercharged and you'll be healthier too. Take the advice of a lot of people who have sent in emails to me saying this stuff really works. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, you have a guarantee and you get the extra bottles when you call 800-631-6443.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Dad, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Doug and the Good Day Gang, lessons learned from going to Israel. Don't put gasoline in a diesel-powered engine.
Especially when the President of the United States is
in the car.
In it.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. All right, so that's lesson number one. What else now? Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama are best buddies? What's the story with that?
They're besties, Dougie. They're hanging out. They're making jokes. They're joking about how Obama's happy to be away from Congress, and they're joking about red lines, all kinds of fun stuff.
Really? And what's being accomplished after the jokes?
I think a lot of, you know, you need to get to know him like I know him. That's what Netanyahu said when asked why the Israelis don't like President Obama. Well, you just need to get to know him like I know him.
To know
him. A lot of handshaking.
Is to love him. And I do. Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you? She's a little tan for me. I kind of like Megyn Kelly.
She's too tan for you?
Yeah, Gretchen is real orange in the morning.
There's Gretchen, Megan, and Martha.
There you go.
My dad likes Martha, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Maria, Anna, and Allison. Dana, Ainsley, Andrea, Uma, Shannon, Molly, and Heather.
Hey, is there even a Heather?
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah, two.
There's two Mollys, two.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, they make the bad news on TV look a whole lot better.
There's something enjoyable and entertaining about this, but it does have a point to it as well. The fluff of the news gatherers and the people sometimes even making news at Fox News. We all know they have a special penchant for hiring mostly blondes to anchor most of their programming.
Everything's pretty hot. Who's a brunette over there? Is Kimberly Goldslumba?
I don't know. I don't watch Fox News.
She's on the five.
I will tell you that I like what Tantoris is there, too, right?
Yes.
On the five.
Although I think Kimberly's hotter than Tantoris.
Right. Yeah. Well, depending on who you're listening to, I said well twice in that sentence.
Well. Moving on, well.
Yeah, all right. So I was going to say something about radio operators.
Well.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, Austin Cunningham here, who's penned a tribute to the girls of Fox News, and it's what we are listening to. The idea for the song, he said, came from a phone conversation he was having with a buddy, and I guess the conversation was something like this. Jennifer, have you noticed how good-looking the gals are on Fox News?
Oh, sure. So, all news people are good-looking. Tell me where there's an ugly news person.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of ugly, right? That'd be it.
That's probably true.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, in general, most people on TV are not going to make the, paint peel.
Right. All right, let's get to some of our comedy. We always, at this point in the program, like to have three or four excerpts from the late night shows from the night before, and today is no exception.
Hey, more trouble for Kevin Flash, the voice of Elmo. You know the Elmo guy? He's now being sued by his original accuser, who claims Flash lured him into meth-fueled sex parties. That's what he said. Meth-fueled sex parties. That explains why Elmo was so jittery and had no teeth. Apparently it's the meth.
Hillary Clinton is now in favor of gay marriage. Hillary Clinton says yes. Gay marriage. And she said for every gay couple in the country that gets married, she'll give them free pantsuits.
Get this, you guys. A man in the UK is making news for getting his car to run on coffee. That's a good idea. As if gas prices aren't high enough, let's add Starbucks to the equation. That makes perfect sense. Did you guys see this today? President Obama filled out his NCAA tournament bracket, and he picked Florida, Indiana, Louisville, and Ohio State to go to the Final Four. Man, crazy that it's been 4 months since the election, and he still needs Florida and Ohio to win.
That's a good line.
That is a great line. I have to use that.
Yeah.
And this isn't good. During his visit to Israel today, President Obama's limousine broke down after it was mistakenly filled with the wrong fuel. Or as Obama put it, who the hell filled this thing up with coffee?
All right. Yada, yada. So, the gay marriage cases that are being discussed and the way that this information is being presented by the news media is part of, I think, the discussion. But the real core of this is America's changing, isn't it? And there's a big rift in the Republican Party, and the Democrats, I don't think they have. But it's so sad that it gets to a party sort of political thing, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
Yep, especially when it's stuff that it's private issues, I think. You don't really want the government involved in to begin with.
Was it Portman, the congressman? Was he a senator from Ohio? He's a senator, isn't he? Yeah. He has a gay son, I believe,
right,
or daughter.
Right.
And so he's now gone off the reservation as far as the conservative, the right-wing radicals of the Republican Party. And when you see all of the ink given to this and all of the time and the fact that it seems to be breaking the party, it just is amazing that people think you're welcome to your own thoughts, but I'm just saying it's amazing. And I'll leave it at that. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's not easy keeping up with technology because every 5 minutes you find out how obsolete you are. But now we're hearing about some cutting-edge gadgets that will actually help travelers get an even better experience. Sony has a smart wristwatch loaded with social media apps and Google Play. And there's some speculation about Apple developing an iWatch. Now, the obvious benefit is that you can access communication tools through your watch while keeping your phone and camera safely tucked away. For a traveler, this could be an affordable option that lets you protect the more expensive devices. The other big story for travelers is Google Glass. These are literally glasses that you will be able to wear and record activities in real time. Now, the benefits for travelers are enormous, especially if you can get information without being glued to your smartphone. That way, you just won't walk into polls. But sometimes, no technology is better than too much. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchup-y.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great. Talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Steppen's Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Rich and Ken Kessler here. Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington with some of the best stories of the day and some of the best people on the radio. Happy to have your companionship. The best story of the week so far from my perspective, and you're going to perhaps fall off of your seats when you hear this, I like Pope Francis.
I like him, too. I'm glad you do.
I like the way he has, I was reading about the homily that he presented at the Mass, what his appeal is for, basically protection of the weak and the poor and take care of the environment, then all the crowds outside. In the end, everything has been entrusted to our protection, and all of us are responsible for it. Be protectors of God's gifts. And when you look around and see the beauty in the world, if we really could see the forest for the trees, we have all of these things, the disruption in the Middle East, the disruption in the Far East, the disruption in some of the circles that we have here at home, people who make money at keeping things stirred up and that sort of stuff. And then you think about all the goodness that there is. We have entered into spring, today's first full day of spring, 2013, as things quickly begin to grow down in Washington, the beauty there, and you go across the Midwestern belt. And yeah, there's a lot of snow, but I mean, underneath it all, and looking around, we have a wonderful world. And I think this guy gets it. I got kind of a kick out of Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden's a Catholic, so it would make sense, I guess, mm-hmm. that he went over there. A lot of people went to attend the Pope's inauguration.
The big controversy, though, is should he have accepted communion from the Pope?
What are you talking about, Joe Biden?
Yeah, should he have accepted the Eucharist from Pope Francis?
Because?
Because he openly speaks out and has kind of waged war on abortion issues and on things that the Catholic Church is completely against.
Well, the Catholic Church membership is not completely against it. Only the old guys in robes, and maybe the Pope is smart enough to figure that out. And it's kind of like the Republican Party. You better figure out what you're going to do to strategize in winning elections. You want people to stay with your church? You better come around to the understanding that most people have that some of the issues that you fought against were never, they weren't based on solid ground to begin with. Perhaps the best example of that is gay marriage, Jennifer, and all of the discussion about that. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments. Did they not? Is it the California law
that basically is under scrutiny? Isn't that the essence of this hearing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you think about the various things that are part and parcel of the gay lifestyle and why it is that some people think this is okay because it doesn't bother them, have anything to do with them, and other people are all worried it'll ruin their marriage and all this other kind of stuff. Gay couples that have children and the studies that have been done on how healthy they are when they grow up. Is there always going to be a rule of thumb here? No, because every situation is different. What I did find interesting was that Chipotle, the Mexican restaurant, was set to give, what, $4,000 to the Boy Scouts? And
they were going to donate, like, $4,000 in coupons, you know, for the Boy Scouts to use and for whatever.
Right.
And they pulled that support yesterday because they have a non-discrimination policy at Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because I don't know if that actually fits. It's not like someone in that company is discriminating. This is an outside source, but it's good food for thought, for sure. It's a good discussion to have.
Right. All right. So this discussion before the Supreme Court is based on Prop 8 in California, but there are a number of other people certainly that are there from other states. The point is that they want to have the life that they want to have without hurting anybody else. They want the same benefits. They want to be married. And so,
can I give you my take on this? Because
I'm so
done with this discussion and about the judging and it's so much crosstalking.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to these kind of issues, for me, this is so not a government issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is about take government out of your marriage, whether you are heterosexual or homosexual. Why does the government need to be involved in that part of your personal life? It really doesn't. If there is a church that you belong to, a community that will marry you, then that's where you that's what you should do. I don't know. I feel like there's so much argument and so much going back and forth when we have bigger issues and bigger fish to fry, like the fact that the country could shut down next week because we can't get a budget written.
Yay!
I mean, it's like,
hey, let's hear it for the country shutting down. Right?
I mean, am I alone in this thinking? I mean, I just feel like the government messes things up, and I think that's something everybody
can
agree on.
This is a bulletin from Israel.
Breaking
Barack
news.
Obama said he wants to stay there. Can he have political asylum in Israel because he doesn't want to come back and face all the problems that he has to face here in the United States? And by the way, he's changed his tune. He says Israel has no greater friend than the United States.
Friend to the end.
You pointed out something, though, when Netanyahu asked him how long he'd sign the treaty for, he didn't answer the question.
He said, I'll be your friend. You know, the United States is your friend for eternity.
Right.
We'll give you eternal support.
Right.
And Netanyahu said, well, how about a 10-year agreement? And there was, like, dead silence. I just don't understand. And then, President Obama says, we're going to arm everybody, but we're going to promise to arm you a little bit more, Israel.
Right.
Thank you.
Very good. Everybody needs arms. Let's keep the old military industrial complex, the bane of our existence, in working order. I want to know how many Made in America bombs Kim Jong-un has.
Ooh.
More threats yesterday. I was thinking about my friends. Those of you who are listening in Guam, by the way, to K-57, what do you think about all of these threats from Kim Jong-un against the United States, also against South Korea? He says North Korea will attack U.S. military bases in the Pacific, in addition to South Korea, if its quote-unquote enemies make the slightest movement to take down, I don't know what that means, North Korea. The Chinese are even after this guy because they don't like the disruption in their area. So this guy, it appears, according to some shrinks, maybe a little off his rocker. Really, you think? He denounced the deployment of a B-52 bomber to South Korea, saying it indicates the U.S. is preparing for a preemptive nuclear strike.
Uh-oh.
Right.
You know, we can never let Dennis Rodman leave U.S. soil again, because as long as his buddy's here, he may not attack us. Did you hear he may be a daddy soon?
Dennis Rodman or Kim Jong-un?
Un.
Un's going to be a daddy?
Yeah, that's the rumor that somebody's pregnant over there.
Another one of these nut birds to follow suit.
I think he'll probably come out the same size as Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, right, exactly. 888-302-3684. A lot of conversation, Richie, today on, and I think this week it'll be one of the highlights of the week conversationally anyway, the spoils of war, the examination of the Iraq war. Lots of people now thinking about this, and one of the biggest problems
being 10 years out now.
Yeah, the numbers are always, you know, the what's the that they say the dirt is in the details. The devil is in the details.
Devil's in the details, yeah.
So we keep hearing people say that 4,400 people, Americans, were killed, and that's true, in the battle. But there were 30,000 injured, and of that group, 10%, depending on how you take the number, it could be as high as 14% of the soldiers involved who came back for treatment have died. And so you got a number that's closer to 7,000, and the figure is somewhere between $4 and $5 trillion by the time the war paid for and the debt on the interest for the money we borrowed to go to war with them. The fact that we were told there were going to be barrels upon barrels and loads of oil coming back to America, and that hasn't happened, all give us cause to think. But the thing that is the greatest discussion in this vein for me is the status of the veterans who are not receiving the kind of care. And whether you were in the reservists, somebody pointed out earlier, the reservists are treated differently when they come home than are the regular soldiers, even though they were all doing the same thing. And that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation comes in, because they provide so many different services and programs. What a shame that a nonprofit had to come out of the ashes of this. Out of the phoenix of the war comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation to help those veterans who are not getting help. And many of them, as suggested in earlier conversation, are people that that were in the National Guard, for example. They can't get service. They can't get claims filled. They can't do anything. So that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation comes in. Their programs help to have veterans processing their claims, getting trained for jobs, getting the needed medical care that they haven't been able to get from the VA, all of these things. So if you think this is the right thing for a group to do to help a lot of these people, especially important this week as we're talking about the Iraqi war as much as we are, the homeless veterans that come from the Iraq war, what a travesty. The fact that 40% of these people are on some kind of drug, we learned that earlier this week. All these people need help, and they aren't getting it unless they're lucky enough to come into contact with the Purple Heart Service Foundation. So this foundation, which has been in existence for a number of years, is in need of donations. So if you have some cash, you got a car to donate, maybe an old boat, they're completely tax deductible. So that's how it helps you to help them. Call 877-743-1631 to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Again, 877-743-1631. I think, frankly, they make the case for themselves well. I hope I've made the case well. If you want to check out a little bit more, maybe online, you can go to purpleheartcars.org.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Hotel .com. We've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T?
Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Yes, let's do that. The possible is probable on the Good Day program at 14 before the hour. Rich and Kenny and Jennifer and I talking about some of the more important stories of the day, including the memo to CVS, Consumer Value Stores, started here in Massachusetts, and then they became arguably the largest drugstore chain in the country, if not in the world. So they have a new policy. It's a company that's now called Caremark, and I wonder if that is influential in this requirement of their workers, Jennifer.
Yeah, this new requirement is going to make workers actually have to go in and disclose their weight, their blood pressure ratings, all of these different types of things that are deemed pretty private. If they don't, they are charged a $600 a year fine.
And the reason that number is, they didn't just pick it out of the air, that's what they figure it costs them to insure people who are out of shape, right?
But here's the deal. There's a, you know, there's a privacy act that we have to all abide by, and
we
CVS,
don't have to.
Well, CVS knows this. And so what they do, if you don't want to pay the $600 fine, you have to go in and give your weight and your blood pressure, but then you have to sign a thing, a form that you did this voluntarily. Now, the last time I checked, voluntarily is not either pay $600 fine or step on the scale. I don't know.
This is the same sort of thing as when you're voting in Iraq, make sure you vote for Saddam. Somebody's got a gun to your head. It's that kind of thing.
To me, the better use here is if they're really worried, give their employees a gym membership or something like that. I mean, I understand that people that are in poor health are going to cost your insurance. It's going to cost more to insure them. I get that. But wouldn't you know that already from their, you would already know the costs are there.
Why would you hire them? I think that's the question.
Well, then you get into discrimination.
Well, but is that, remember in the days, maybe some of you don't, or most of you don't, when I first started to fly, for
you
whatever
can fly?
Reason. Well,
really?
That's awesome.
Cool.
We're American Airlines, nothing special. In the first time I got onto a jet was when I was in college coming back from Cleveland to Boston. And I remembered looking at the steward eye, because that's what they were called then, the stewardesses, and thinking they were quite attractive. And learning later on that there was a weight qualification. You wouldn't weigh more than 115 pounds.
Right.
And you had to be under 28 years of age to get a job working as a stewardess. Well, I don't know where that all went, because certainly now the stewardesses are much larger than
right
that.
Right to the lawyers, buddy.
Well, so is this thing destined to go in the same? But again, this is a big company. They have to know that if it's something illegal, somebody's going to call them on it. Somebody's going to sue them.
Well, I think they're covering themselves pretty well, but they're asking people to sign these volunteer forms. I just don't think this is good.
Would you work for CVS, or does this change if you go to CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever the big chains are? Would you go somewhere else knowing this was CVS's policy?
I just might. This to me is very much Mayor Bloomberg status, and I just don't love it.
Mayor Bloomberg, that's his new job. You're going to run CVS after he gets out of New York.
That's right, after he's done hiding cigarettes and sugary drinks.
Yeah. All right, so Richie, would you go to CVS or stop going to CVS because of this policy?
I don't go to CVS in the first place because the one in our area, and I'm not sure it's everyone, is an absolute disaster when you're waiting in line. They don't know how to run the cash register, and I've stopped going.
Interesting. Food for thought from Good Day at 10 before the hour.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This tune, Richie?
Cheap sunglasses, ZZ Top.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. All right, no cheap seats here at all. It's worthwhile your time shared with us on Good Day. 53 and change past the hour. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day. And Shelley Palmer is our reporter. Every day comes in with a different perspective on something going on. The technology today is amazing, as we all know. And we sometimes get left in the dust. Coming up, what's happening online every minute. But before we get to that, Shelley's here to talk about Netflix becoming more interactive with the various social media.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Netflix has become a whole lot more social. The company added Facebook connectivity and lets users in the United States show off what they're watching to their friends, just like Spotify does for music. Now you can show off just how cool you are because you're watching the new season of Arrested Development on the day Netflix releases it, or use it to keep tabs on your friends and family's viewing habits. But Netflix is doing more than just simply displaying what you're watching. If you connect your Facebook and Netflix accounts, you can browse dedicated categories like friends' favorites and watched by your friends on the Netflix site and on connected devices like the PS3 or Apple TV. Want to secretly binge on some rom-coms? When a video begins, Netflix will let you click a button called Don't Share This if you want to keep it private. Now's probably the time you want to stop sharing your Netflix password so your friends don't think you can't stop watching Toddlers and Tiaras. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
All right, so the story, one of the stories trending at Good Day today is a factual overview of what happens on the Internet. Do you have any idea? This is dizzying. I think that's the word that has gone.
To say the least.
You look at the digital media and understand what is it that is, quote unquote, I saw this in print. It's all a Twitter. There is a gentleman named Shea Bennett who's compiled a list of what happens online every day, every minute, every second. And to look at this, Richie, you just...
Yeah, this comes from Media Bistro. Shea Bennett is one of their bloggers. So, and every now and then we hear this, but it's just, you're right, it's mind-dizzying.
It is.
To see what is flying around on the Internet every 60 seconds. So in 60 seconds...
The next 60, we'll talk about this for
60 seconds.
In the next 60 seconds while we're talking about this, listen to what will happen.
This is what's going to happen on your Internet. 204 million emails will be sent.
Okay.
$83,000 in sales will be made on Amazon.
Don't you own Amazon?
No kidding. 20
and they don't make
million
any money.
Photos are viewed on Flickr.
Wow.
100,000 new tweets are sent. 277,000 people will log into Facebook in the next 60 seconds. 2 million search queries are made on Google. And are you ready for this one? Blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
30 hours of video will be uploaded to YouTube in the next 60 seconds.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. By next year, the number of devices connected to the net expected to reach twice that of the global population. It'll take you 5 years to watch all the videos that are shared across the Internet.
I mean, can't stand YouTube.
No.
I can't sit there and watch
listen
videos.
Every second, it would take you 5 years to watch the videos that are put up there every second.
By 2015, the amount of video that goes to YouTube in 1 second, it would take you 5 years to watch all of that video.
Yeah. Right.
Reiterating.
Okay, thank you.
It's amazing. So good. Yeah. You're like the perfect tag team.
It is really, though, I mean, you think about it. What takes place in 60 seconds? So you multiply that 60 minutes and 24 hours.
61,000 hours of music is listened to on Pandora.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff.
It's absolutely
at
amazing.
Your fingertips. So what does that do? Does that make you a better... Is all this access to information... does it make you a better human being?
It makes you have ADD is what it does.
I think there's a lot of that problem, and that's not to be taken lightly.
It's true.
I think a lot of problems that we have with people acting like robots, we've gone into sort of the terror zone with this sort of thing, and you wonder about communication skills. Can people actually have a conversation with anybody anymore, or is it all going to be texted? Blank, bomb, boom, bah. It's a 59.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.